Rubio orders U.S. envoys to stay silent amid Iran nuclear talks. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a directive instructing American ambassadors in the Middle East to avoid public statements that could inflame regional tensions or complicate delicate negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program. The unclassified cable, obtained by The Guardian, emphasized the need for disciplined messaging, warning that any commentary could prejudice sensitive political issues or confuse U.S. policy. The move is widely seen as a rebuke of U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, who recently said on Tucker Carlson's podcast that Israel has a biblical right to much of the Middle East. His remarks sparked condemnation from Arab leaders and alarmed the White House, which feared they could harden Iran's position ahead of last-ditch nuclear talks. President Trump, according to a source, is frustrated with Huckabee for interfering and has not forgotten that Huckabee's daughter refused to endorse him in the last campaign. The directive comes as Trump's envoys, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, returned for largely unsuccessful talks in Geneva. They pressed Iran to dismantle its main nuclear enrichment sites at Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz, previous targets of Trump's bombing campaign, and to surrender its remaining enriched uranium to the U.S. They also demanded a permanent agreement without the sunset clauses that phased out restrictions in the 2015 Obama-era deal, which Trump withdrew from in his first term. Iran rejected proposals to halt enrichment or ship out its uranium stockpile. U.S. officials are weighing further airstrikes if they conclude Tehran is stalling, while Rubio prepares to travel to Israel to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Meanwhile, Huckabee's comments, referencing the biblical covenant granting Abraham's descendants land from the river of Egypt to the Euphrates, continue to draw backlash. Though he said he would be fine if Israel took it all, he later qualified that this was not the current policy. The controversy underscores the administration's struggle to maintain message discipline during a critical moment in U.S.-Iran relations.